This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating a long a medical report on a patient named Godfrey is the first name, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, last name, I'll spell it out, G as in God, A-M as in Mary, U-K-A-M as in Mary, A. This will read as follows. Godfrey Gamukama is a 43-year-old gentleman who was seen for a virtual independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery, period. He describes an occupational type injury during his employment as a security guard while overseas working in Afghanistan. Period. He was in Afghanistan from 2019 until March of 2020. Period. The history is obtained with the assistance of an interpreter. Period. The examination has taken place in a hotel boardroom in Uganda. Period. The physical examination element of the examination is performed by a doctor under my specific direction, so that the doctor's hands become my hands. Period. New paragraph. This gentleman complains of low back pain that extends into his right anterior thigh. Period. He does not have a specific incident at work while in Afghanistan that caused this pain. Period. Instead, he states that wearing body armor on a daily basis as a security guard caused his pain. Period. Nevertheless, he did not lose time from work and continued to do his job. Period. There was no written report of any nature of an injury. Period. He states that he made a verbal report to his site leader and site manager, who advised him to take some over-the-counter type medication for pain and to drink lots of water. Period. This new paragraph. This gentleman states that before he went to Afghanistan, his occupation was selling clothing. Period. He denies any back pain prior to going to Afghanistan. Period. He states he has not returned to work since then because of the pain. Period. A new paragraph. He states that his chest also was hurting in Afghanistan because of the pain. Period. New paragraph. In reviewing his medical records, there is a record as recently as February 27, 2023, of complaints of chest pain. With some improvement, but there is a complete absence of any documentation of back pain by his medical treating team in Uganda. Period. Yubarakov, this gentleman has states that there was no other injury of any type and no other medical condition that arose out of his work as a security guard in Afghanistan, period. Yubarakov, this gentleman states that he was in Afghanistan as a security guard for 1 year and 2 or 3 months period. Perhaps at present, this gentleman still complains of back pain and still complains of chest pain, but the chest pain is less severe. Period. He states that he is taking a medication for the pain. Period. There's been no other treatment, period. Dubarov, this gentleman states that he knows how to read English and knows how to write in English, period. Despite this, no written report was made, period. Dubarov, this gentleman denies prior complaints of back pain before he went to Afghanistan, period. In the paragraph on examination today, this gentleman is in no acute distress, period. He is approximately 5'6" and 60 kilograms in weight, period. This gentleman has extreme findings of intentional symptom magnification for purposes of deceiving this examiner. Period. This is shown with complaints of pain with only slight forward flexion and slight extension of the lumbar spine. Period. He complains of tenderness to light pressure over the subcutaneous tissue over the lumbar spine as well as over the sternum area. Period. He complains of increased back pain with light pressure over the shoulders in an axial fashion, consistent with malingering. Period. This gentleman shows extreme difficulty and inability to get up on the examination table without assistance, stepping onto a. Stepping onto a stool to get on the exam table. Period. He shows extreme difficulty getting off the exam table on an intentional and grossly exaggerated manner. Period. He complains of extreme back pain with simple attempts to flex his knees along the prone position on a non-physiologic and non-anatomic manner. Period. He complains of bizarre back pain with minimal pelvis rotation, period. Graded muscle strength testing in the lower extremities is intact, period. Deep in the reflexes of the ankle and knee is normal and symmetric, period. He has a negative straight lacing test in the sitting position, period. This gentleman is unable to remove his socks. Because of complaints of pain, period. Therefore, the medical doctor is forced to remove his socks in order to provide visual inspection of his lower legs, period. There are no objective findings on physical examination, period. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one. The mechanism of injury alleged by this gentleman is the repetitive daily nature of wearing body armor during his employment as a security guard, period. He continued, to do his job without restrictions. From the use of body armor during his employment in Afghanistan, period. The only reason he left Afghanistan is because the contract was up, period. paragraph number two, this gentleman's diagnosis is a malingering patient. Period. Paragraph number three, this gentleman denies a prior history of back pain or chest pain. Period. Paragraph number four. None of his complaints of back pain or chest pain are attributable to factors of his employment. Period. There's no relationship between his factors of employment and his orthopedic condition, as this gentleman shows definitive and extreme findings of malingering without any objective findings. Period. The paragraph number five. The diagnosis of malingering is clearly for purposes of secondary financial gain. The period. The paragraph number six. There are no objective findings noted during the examination period. This gentleman's subjective complaints are entirely inconsistent with the lack of objective findings and are clearly indicative in the most positive way of intentional malingering for purposes of secondary financial gain, period. In paragraph number seven, there is no permanent disability and there's no disability of any sort, period. In paragraph number eight, there's no temporary disability. In paragraph number nine, there are no restrictions on his activities, period. In paragraph number 10, there was no permanent injury or aggravation, period. In paragraph number 11, this gentleman has long ago reached maximum medical improvement, as there was never an injury to begin with, period. There is no specific date for improvement, as there was no injury at any point in time, period. Paragraph number 12, this question is not applicable. Paragraph number 13, this question is not applicable. Paragraph number 14, there are no work restrictions, period. Paragraph number 15, there is no impairment rating, as there is no impairment whatsoever, period. Paragraph number 16, no additional care is, no additional care is warranted, and no care ever was warranted. Paragraph number 17, this question is not applicable. This question is not applicable as there is no diagnosis made in the medical record of a condition of his low back. Period. New paragraph. Sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A, and dictating thinking.